July 14th. Jesus says, those who close their hearts to mercy, close their hearts to God. For God is in your brothers and sisters, and those who are not merciful to their brothers and sisters are not merciful to God. God cannot be divided from his sons and daughters, and consider carefully that you that live are all sons and daughters of the Eternal, who created you. Even those who apparently are not, because they live outside my church, are. Do not think it is licit to be harsh and selfish because someone is not one of your own. The origin is single. The Father. You are brothers and sisters, even if you do not live under the same paternal roof, and how can you fail to think of acting to attract those who are distant, the lost, and the unfortunate, who, for different reasons, are outside my dwelling? God is not exclusive to Catholics, and those Catholics who do not work for non-Catholics err greatly. They do not work in the Father's interest, they are just parasites who live off the Father without giving him filial assistance. God has no need of assistance, because he is most powerful. But he wants it from you, just the same. God circulates like life-giving blood, in the veins of the whole body of the universe. In this great body created by him, Catholicity is the center. But how could the most distant members be vivified by God, if the center locked itself within itself, with its treasure, and excluded the members from this benefit? God is also where a different faith, or a different spirit, makes one think he is not. And in truth I tell you that, what is true is not what appears. Many Catholics are destitute of God, more than the savages. For many Catholics are sons and daughters of God in name only, even worse, they deride this name, and cause it to be derided through the works of hypocritical life, whose manifestations are the antithesis of the dictates of my law, when they do not reach the point of open rebellion making them enemies of God. Whereas in the faith of a non-Catholic, mistaken in essence, but corroborated by an upright life, the sign of the Father is more present. These are creatures who need only to know the truth. The false children, on the other hand, are creatures who must know respect and love for God, in addition to the truth. The souls wanting to be mine must have mercy on these other poor souls. But the victim souls must immolate themselves as well for them. What else did I do? Didn't I immolate myself for all? If it is mercy to provide food, clothing, drink, burial, instruction, and comfort, what is it to obtain true life for one's brothers and sisters at the price of one's own sacrifice? If the world were merciful, the world would possess God, and what tortures you would fall like a dead leaf. But the world, and, in the world, especially Christians have replaced love with hate, truth with hypocrisy, light with darkness, God with Satan. And Satan, where I sowed mercy, and made it grow with my blood, scatters his tribulations, and makes them prosper with his hellish breath. The hour of his defeat shall come. But for the time being he comes, because you help him. But blessed are those able to remain in the truth and work for the truth. Their mercy will be rewarded in heaven. Jesus further states, do not harbor hesitation and doubts. What I have told you is true. As the Creator, God is also where he seems not to be. Is he not worshipped in truth, or is he not worshipped at all? But he is there, all the same. Who has given life to the far-off Patagonian, to the Chinese, and to the idolatrous Africans? Who keeps the atheist alive, so that he will have time, and the opportunity to find faith? The one who is, and whom nothing can harm. The presence of life and creatures, and the origination of all things, are the witness to which every living being must bow his head, even if wishing to deny it. Now, to lead distant souls, who feel him by instinct, but do not know him, and do not serve him in truth, to God is the greatest form of mercy. I said, take the gospel to all creatures. But that command do you think I gave it to those 12 alone, and to their direct descendants in the priesthood? No. I want every truly Christian soul to be an apostolic soul. Leading souls to me increases my glory, but it also increases the glory of the good and faithful servant who by his sacrifice has attained the growth of my flock. The saint you love procured more than 100 missionaries, but her glory in heaven is 100 times greater, because she experienced the perfection of mercy on earth, and consumed herself to give the true life to idolaters and to sinners. You say to me, but, Lord, when someone has sinned against you, and remains in sin, he is dead to the life of grace. It is true. But I am the resurrector, and in the face of the tears of the one crying over those dead to grace, I radiate out my infinite power. 3. The dead in the gospel called back to life, because I was unable to resist the tears of a father, a mother, a sister. The victim and apostolic souls must be sisters, mothers, and fathers of those poor ones, dead to grace, and come to me with the corpses of the unfortunate in their arms, upon their arms, as their most burdensome cross, and suffer for them until I say the words of life.